Title: The EU-US Sanctions Dilemma. The Advocate General of the European Court of Justice weighs in. Content: In May 2018, the United States announced the reinstitution of sanctions against Iran that had previously been lifted pursuant to the Joint Comprehensive Plan Action, JCPOA. 1. The U.S. sanctions on Iran that were revived by the U.S. action in 2018 include many that apply extraterritorially. Moreover, U.S. law allows the government to impose sanctions on non-U.S. persons, such as European companies, if the U.S. Treasury Department makes a finding that the non-U.S. person has provided goods or services in support of a specially designated national of Iran, such as Bank Melli Iran. In November 2018, the German branch of Bank Melli Iran was notified by Telekom Deutschland GmbH that it was terminating its contract for telecommunication services to the bank. Bank Melli responded to the termination by filing a lawsuit in Germany, Bank Melli Iran v. Telekom Deutschland GmbH, EU case No. C-124/20, asserting that Telekom Deutschland's termination violated the EU blocking statute, 2, which is designed to protect European companies and individuals against the extraterritorial effects of third-country legislation. Article 5 of the blocking statute provides that no EU person shall comply, whether directly or through a subsidiary or other intermediary person, actively or by deliberate omission, with any requirement or prohibition, including requests of foreign courts, based on or resulting, directly or indirectly, from the laws specified in the annex or from actions based thereon or resulting therefrom. The annex to the regulation, as most recently amended, 3, lists inter alia the Iran Sanctions Act of 1996 and the Iranian Transactions and Sanctions Regulations, which are two of the underlying bases of the U.S. sanctions against Iran reinstituted in 2018. The Bank Melli case raises a number of important and previously untested issues of interpretation under the EU blocking statute. Bank Melli has asserted before the German court that the notice of ordinary termination given by Telekom with respect to their contracts for telecommunication services, which came shortly after the Trump administration reimposed sanctions on Iran, is invalid because it was motivated by Telekom Deutschland's desire to comply with the U.S. sanctions. Telekom Deutschland has responded that it had the right to terminate the contract without disclosing its reasons and that German law did not require it to give any reasons. Faced with this dispute about what it means to comply with extraterritorial sanctions in violation of the blocking statute, the Hanseatisches Oberlandesgericht Hamburg, Hanseatic Higher Regional Court, Hamburg, Germany, asked the European Court of Justice, ECJ, to clarify the scope of the EU blocking statute. The Advocate General's opinion on May 12, 2021, Advocate General Gerard Hogan delivered his opinion in the case. It provides significant, albeit non-binding, guidance to the ECJ on how to answer the questions of interpretation posed by the German court. For noteworthy points made in the Advocate General's opinion are: the prohibition on compliance with specified third-country legislation imposing extraterritorial sanctions applies even where the actions constituting such compliance occur without having been compelled by a foreign administrative or judicial agency. Article 5 is applicable, therefore, even though Telekom Deutschland had not been ordered by a foreign administrative or judicial agency to terminate the Bank Melli contract. An EU undertaking seeking to terminate an otherwise valid contract with an Iranian entity subject to U.S. sanctions must be able to demonstrate to a court that such termination is for reasons unrelated to compliance with U.S. sanctions. In this regard, the Advocate General found that the EU blocking statute overrides the German law that permits termination without reasons. Moreover, according to the Advocate General, once the terminated party has made a prima facie showing that it was fulfilling its contractual obligations and that the termination appears to have resulted from the U.S. sanctions, the burden of proof must shift to the terminating party to justify the termination as unrelated to compliance with U.S. sanctions. In support of this conclusion, the Advocate General argues that, if it were otherwise, an entity could quietly decide to give effect to U.S. sanctions.